I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The news has been full of stories from Ukraine and Crimea all week. And the coverage of Crimea turned into a news story itself this week after an anchor at RT, a Russian state-sponsored English-language news outlet, up and quit on the air.
I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Liz Wall is her name, and she said she faced ethical and moral challenges working for RT, which she accused of whitewashing Putin's lies. To find out more about RT and this on-air resignation, we called on Ann Cooper. She's a journalism professor at Columbia University.
It's not too surprising, given that RT is a state broadcaster, completely financed by the Russian state, created to, you know, try to get Russia's message out to the world.
So is this also a test, do you think, for RT, where episodes like this really raise the question, are you guys authentic journalists or not?
I don't know. I mean, my students here at Columbia Journalism School 3 years ago did a study of several of these state-funded 24-hour all-news channels that are trying to reach a global audience. You know, what we found, well, the students said when it came to reporting about Russia, it tended to be kind of a silly feature about Russian felt puppets. It just, you know, it wasn't doing serious coverage of Russia.
I would put to you, though, Anne, that there's Voice of America here in the United States, and aren't some Western news outlets bearing a kind of anti-Russia bias?
Maybe, you know, back during the Cold War, it was more like that. But I think it's, you know, there are a lot of good, solid journalists working for Voice of America, I think doing a pretty good job of covering the news.
What are the origins of RT?
It began in 2005, and right around that time, you began to see a number of governments around the world deciding, we're going to invest a lot of money in creating something like this, because we want to get our message out to the world. Al Jazeera, which is totally financed by the Emir of Qatar in the Middle East, was the first to really do this in a big way, and you began to see other countries kind of following in its footsteps, and almost this kind of global media war going on.
And do you think that with the rise of all these kind of government channels, do you see a lot of journalism and news headed in this direction?
The interesting thing is when we looked at these channels, it was virtually impossible to get any information on who's actually watching them. I don't have the sense that any of them are really getting an audience here. So ultimately, what is their impact? You know, we all pay attention when you have something dramatic, like an anchor, you know, quitting on air. Does it mean that we've been tuning in RT all the time? Probably not.
Ann Cooper, journalism professor at Columbia University. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.